a live version here of a tune called Wig Wham Bam by a great band called The Sweet, or just later Sweet. Their drummer and one of their singers, Mick Tucker, died on this day in 2002 at the age of 54 years old. You might know Ballroom Blitz or a few other songs by Sweet. Fox on the Run, that's another good one. Mick Tucker, the drummer and part-time singer for Sweet, died on this day in 2002 at the age of 54. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show on this Valentine's Day show, February 14th, 2020. This portion of the Steve Gruber Show brought to you by Paycheckology. Great opportunity for you to learn more about news that really matters here. Open your phone now, jump on your computer, hop over to paychecktalk.com. That's paychecktalk.com. Right at the top, you'll see a button that says subscribe. If you click that button today, sign up for the free weekly Paycheckology newsletter, you'll be supporting the Steve Gruber Show, and you'll start to receive an absolutely free and fantastic weekly newsletter covering state and national stories that impact your paycheck. Sign up today. You even get a free T-shirt, and you can't beat that with a stick. PaycheckTalk.com is a great partner of the Steve Gruber Show. We talk about the tremendous reporting they do, stories they cover, Steve does. They offer a fantastic weekly newsletter. Support the Steve Gruber Show and get your free T-shirt, too. Sign up today, 100% free. PaycheckTalk.com. PaycheckTalk.com. We talked just last segment here on the Steve Gruber Show about whether or not the impeachment hearings actually harm Joe Biden far more than President Trump. Here's a little more info on that poll I had told you about. Majority of voters believe it was inappropriate for Joe Biden's son to work for a Ukrainian gas company while his father led U.S. foreign policy initiatives in the country. It's a Politico Morning Consult poll, the Politico write-up here. The Biden-Ukraine affair led to President Trump's impeachment for pressuring Ukraine to investigate the Bidens. 52% of voters, 52% of voters believe it was inappropriate for Biden's son, Hunter, to take the job with the firm Burisma, while 18% said it was appropriate. Well, that's a pretty stark difference there. 52% inappropriate, 18%, it's fine, appropriate. Of course, a partisan divide when it comes to issues regarding Biden. Issues cropped up a handful of times on the campaign trail, leading to a response in Iowa from Biden, who's objected to press questions about his son's job. Again, I just think that all in all, when you get to the end of the impeachment, what people are going to remember in November, I don't know how much they'll remember about impeachment, quite frankly, come November. But Democratic voters in these primaries early on seem to have a problem with the Hunter and with the job and with the conflict of interest. And as impeachment dragged down, the president was able to talk more about it. And I think put that seed in voters' heads that this was going to be an issue from now until November, if in fact Joe Biden didn't address it and take care of it. And he showed no inclination to do so whatsoever. So they're punishing him by voting for somebody else, by voting for Pete Buttigieg, by voting for even Bernie Sanders in some places. Coronavirus update on this Friday morning. Here's the latest on this Friday. China reporting another sharp rise in the number of people infected with coronavirus, the death toll nearing 1,400. National Health Commission in China. And again, how much can you trust by what China actually says? This is the big question, the big question. What they tell us is that 121 more people have died, 5,090 new confirmed cases. The number of reported cases has been rising more quickly since the hardest hit province changed its method of counting them on Thursday. Overall, 63,851 confirmed cases in mainland China, 1,380 have died. The acceleration in the number of cases does not necessarily represent a sudden surge in new infections. Again, COVID-19. So now if you hear COVID-19, what they're talking about is the coronavirus. They just changed the way that they're they're finding and reporting. Paul Hunter, professor of health protection at University of East Anglia in England, said he still suspects, but can't be certain, of course, because how much do you trust China's numbers, that the underlying trend is still downwards. Downwards. China's Health Commission has said the change aimed at identifying suspected cases in which the patient has pneumonia so they can be treated more quickly and reduce the likelihood of more serious illness or death. 560 cases or so ID'd outside of mainland China, three deaths, one in the Philippines, one in Hong Kong, and one Japanese woman in her 80s. Health officials investigating how she got infected. So, increase, but again, the increase might be because of how they're being reported in China. I talked this week with Silas Johnson, Dr. Silas Johnson, biology department here at Hillsdale, infectious disease, our infectious disease expert here on campus. That interview's on the Radio Free Hillsdale Hour this weekend on many of these fine radio stations or via the podcast, which again is at SoundCloud, Google Play, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, TuneIn, and elsewhere. We talked a bit about coronavirus, what it is, if you should be worried. Spoiler a bit here, erring on the side of, look, be concerned, but not panicked, certainly, at this point. And you'd hear more of that conversation on the Radio Free Hillsdale Hour. More of our conversation coming up in just a bit. Congressman Tim Walberg from Michigan's 7th Congressional District will join us in just a couple of minutes. Follow the show at Steve Gruber Show on Twitter, stevegruber.com. You can follow me at Scott Bertram, S-C-O-T-B-E-R-T-R-A-M. Scott Bertram in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show.